From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor. Exit surveys, released shortly after polling stations closed, gave her ruling Christian Democratic Union and its Bavarian sister party, the Christian Social Union, about 32% of the vote. Pollsters had expected the two parties to win between 36 and 39% of the vote. Exit data suggested a nationalist party, a controversial far-right party called Alternative for Germany, got 13.4% of the national vote, the first time openly nationalists have entered the German parliament since the Nazi era. The exit data is considered highly accurate. Well over 100 players, coaches, and owners throughout the National Football League defied the American President Donald Trump on Sunday by kneeling and linking arms in solidarity instead of standing when the national anthem was played at the beginning of their games. The athletes said their protest is intended to draw attention to disparities in the treatment of racial minorities in the United States. Trump has angrily denounced the protesters. To a reporter who asked if his own actions were inflaming racial tensions, Trump said, "No, this has nothing to do with race. I've never said anything about race." He first raised the issue at a political rally in Alabama on Friday night. He said, "Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrupts our flag, to say, 'Get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out. He's fired. He's fired.'" This is VOA News. A senior Somali military officer was gunned down in Mogadishu Sunday evening. The VOA's Somali service spoke to security sources for the report. Gunmen armed with pistols fatally shot General Abdullahi Mohammed Sheikh Karuru and a bodyguard as the two men were walking home from a mosque in the Somali capital. The attackers walked past General Karuru and the bodyguard, then turned and shot them from behind. Both victims died on the spot. Karuru was a senior army officer at Somalia's command and control headquarters in Mogadishu. He had served previously as deputy commander of logistics for the Somali army. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the assassinations. Search and rescue teams in Mexico continued to scour the rubble for survivors after a third powerful earthquake rocked Mexico Saturday. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake had a magnitude of 6.1 and was centered in the southern state of Oaxaca, about 360 kilometers southeast of the capital, which is still reeling from Tuesday's 7.1 quake and an 8.1 quake on September 7th. As of Sunday afternoon, the death toll stood at 319, including 181 in Mexico City. Thousands of residents have been evacuating from areas surrounding a rumbling volcano on the resort island of Bali, Indonesia. Officials say an eruption could be imminent. Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency said Sunday that the number of people fleeing their homes had tripled since Friday as the magnitude of tremors has increased, prompting fears that Mount Agung could erupt for the first time in more than 50 years. About 35,000 people have fled so far. A series of eruptions in the mountain between 1963 and 1964 killed more than 1,000 people. One person was killed and seven were wounded when a masked gunman opened fire in a church just after the service ended Sunday in the southern American state of Tennessee. The shooters described by police as a 26-year-old man from Rutherford County. Other reports say he is from Sudan. He was also shot, but it is not clear if the shooting was accidental or intentional. The gunman and the victims were being treated at local hospitals. Police did not release details of their conditions. All but one of the victims was more than 60 years old. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.